Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph introduces us to the machlokes between Rav and Rav Shiva regarding this shua of Shliach Nasa Aid. According to the view of Rav, the Shliach can serve as an aid. In this context of Kedushin, Rav Shiva disagrees and maintains that it's not true that Ein Shliach Nasa Aid. The Gemara questions, why should that be true? Why should you maintain that Ein Shliach Nasa Aid? If you will say, because there was no minui for that purpose, and being miyached edim is necessary, the Gemara says, Ela meyata kidei shita bishnei shnayim, if one is mekadesh ish in the presence of two, and velo omelahem atem edei, hachinami lo havi kedushin, do you mean to assume that yichod edim is necessary? Isn't it obvious that if a person is mekadesh ish bishnei shnayim, that that kedushin is chal, even without explicit minuis? That cannot be the basis of Rav Shiva's position that ein shliach nasa ein. If you look in the Ritva, the Ramasku Itma, Ritva has several very important Torahs. Our number one Ritva writes is the following, that the Gemara does not mean to dismiss Minui Edim entirely. There are cases where certainly that is necessary. When it comes, for example, to Dinim Amanos, the Ritva writes, then certainly Be'inam Atem Edai. Certainly some form of Yichud Edim is necessary. The Ritva, however, writes the following. The reason that's true in areas of Dinim Amanos is because Kadesh lo Yomar Mishata Yisibach. Because if I don't designate Edim, and all of a sudden Edim, for example, say, but we heard you make a representation, we heard you make an admission, I can always say that I wasn't doing so seriously. I was just kidding. Mishata Nibach. Or the Ritva cites the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, that tells us that Adam Asui Salola Hasvias Atzmo. It's normal for a person to play down his wealth. I don't want everyone to think that I am so wealthy, and therefore a person can say to someone else, I owe this person money and that person money, or this person doesn't owe me money, that person doesn't owe me money, and that is not considered to be a hodas badin, because a person can say, I was simply doing that in order to create a perception that I was in debt, that I was not wealthy. So the Ritva writes, in cases of Dinim Amanos, Atem Edai certainly is considered to be crucial. However, when it comes to areas of Kiddushin, our Gemara says, that Lekala Meimar Kol Chad Mehani, the Ritva writes, certainly a person cannot say that. He is Mekadesh Nish in the presence of witnesses, and he says that I was just doing so for the sake of perception, or I wasn't being serious. So that's what the Gemara writes, that there is no need to assume Atem Edai. That's the first Sara of the Ritva. Then the Ritva writes the following, even though this is true, that Yichud Edim is not necessary, that you don't have to designate explicitly and say, Atem Edai. Again, as we'll see, we mentioned the Ritva earlier, as long as an old crow from a psul in Bosa Mamed, nonetheless, La'afuke hitmen la'edim achorei hagede. That's a further chiddush that the Ritva writes. What about the following case? Let's assume that a Baal gives the kesef of Kedushin to a woman, and they are unaware that they're Edim. And it turns out that their Edim, they're hiding behind the Geder, and they witness that Maisa Kedushin. So the Ritva writes the following, even though our Gemara writes that explicit Minui Edim is not necessary, you don't have to designate the Edim, but awareness that there are Edim, that certainly is necessary. And therefore, if the case was that the Baal and Isha were unaware that Edom are present at all, but it turns out the two individuals saw, certainly that is not considered to be a legitimate Kedushin. So that's the Chiddush of the Ritva. La'afuki hitman la'edem achorei hagedah. Why exactly is that true? Don't we assume in other areas of halacha that that certainly is not the case? If, for example, there is a halva, and I lend you money, even if I'm not aware that Edom are present, but there were two other people who saw that that Maisava took place, can't I testify in Bezin that indeed that was Halva, even if I, the Malva, was not aware that that was the case? So here the Ritva distinguishes between Edus Lekiyam HaDavar as opposed to Edus Lebir HaDavar. When it's true, when you're dealing with Edus Lebir HaDavar, that's Sugi Levisan Kedushin Andav, Samachem and Beis, Lo Ivra Sade El Shakre. The purpose of Edus simply is to avoid the possibility, to prevent the possibility of Sheker. In such a case, there is no need for the Bali Dinim to be aware that the Edim are in fact present. However, when it comes to Edus Lekiyam HaDavar, the Ritva writes it's not true. Lo Chashiva Edus B'Davar, Sheguf HaDavar Tzarech Edus. If it's something that inherently requires edus. What we call edus l'kiyama davar. In such a case, true, designation is not necessary, but awareness, certainly, that edim are present is critical. And even further, the Ritva implies the following, that when it comes to edus l'kiyama davar, it's not sufficient that there is an awareness that there are edim, but there must be an awareness that these are the edim. These particular individuals are the edim. This is what the Avni Milum explains. It's found in Simen Mem Beis in the Sifkatan Zayin, that even though yichud edim is not necessary, however, the Avni Milum writes aval kavana la edim mihu bayu, the mindset that edus is present, that certainly is critical. Dahainu sheshneim yakavnu lekadesh bifnei edim, that the mindset of the Baal Nisha is that the Maisa HaKadushin is being done in the presence of Edim. And the Avni Miluim goes a step further. Let's assume, for example, that the Maisa HaKadushin takes place, Lifnei Edim. And it turns out that those are Edim Psulim. But the Baal Nisha were not aware of that. They had thought that these were Edim Ksherim. It turns out that that is not the case. But there were Edim Acherim Ksherim. But let's assume there were two other Edim, and they saw the Maisa Kedushin take place. So there was an awareness of the Baal and the Isha that their Kedushin is being witnessed, but the individuals who they thought were serving as the Edus Lekiyama Davar are Edim Sulim, even though the intent was the Kadesh Hashisha Bifnei Edim, and that was done. Here the Avnei Milum assumes nonetheless, Lo Havi Kedushin. When it comes to Edus L'Kiyama Davar, it's not sufficient that there is an awareness that there are Edim, but rather the awareness must be that these, in fact, are the Edim. If indeed that is not the case, then there is no Chalos Kedushin. In other words, when it comes to cases of Edus L'Kiyama Davar, there we assume that the Edus is considered to be part of the Maisa Kedushin itself, not just simply to verify, but part of the Maisa Kedushin, and therefore it is necessary to have the Dasa Ish and the Dasa Isha in all aspects of Maisa Kedushin, just as the Baal has to know that the Mesiras HaMos is L'Shem Kedushin, the Isha must accept it L'Shem Kedushin, there must be Das for Maisa Kedushin, that includes even the Edim as well. And Avnei Milum goes a step further, that this can work in the opposite direction. If, for example, the Baal and Isha will state that Eini Chafet Shatem Tehiyu Edim, let's assume, for example, that this is being witnessed by many, but the Baal and Isha expressly state that we do not want that these individuals should serve as Edim, in such a case they don't have the status of Edus L'Kiyama Davar. This is a point that the Ktzos elaborates on in Simen Lamed Vav, in Sifkatan Aleph, that the Das Aish and Das Aisha can work when it comes to Edus L'Kiyama Davar in both directions, to determine who in fact will be Edim, and also to exclude others from the possibility of Edim as well. So the Ritva comments that even though Yichud is not necessarily required explicitly, however, awareness that these in fact are the Edim certainly is critical. In areas of Edus L'Kiyama Davar, this is not true when it comes to Edus L'Bira Davar. Then the Ritva goes to the next point. Even though this is true, that in principle, in order to be an Eid, even in cases of Edus L'Kiyama Davar, Yichud Edim is not necessary, and V'chein Hilchos of the Ritva writes, nonetheless, Heichad Yesh Bosa Mamod Krev Sherim Upsulim or Krovim. Let's assume, for example, a normal case where many are present witnessing the Maisa Kedushin, who include Krovim and Psulim, then Sarech Liyachet Ede Kedushin. Then it is necessary in order to have Yichud HaEdim. That's the Chiddush that the Ritva writes. So Yichud Edim practically is necessary simply because of the presence of Krovim Sulim. Otherwise you could assume Nimsech of Kav Apostle Edusim Betela, even though in order to be an aid, Yichud is not required. All that requires is the Dasa Ish and the Dasa Isha. And then the Ritva goes a step further and writes that in this regard, one has to distinguish between edus when it comes to bir hadavar of dinim amanos and dinim nefashos, as opposed to edus lekiyam hadavar. We discussed in the very first year, the Tosas and Sanhedrin, and as Tef Siman Aleph, at what point does a person become an Eid? The Shita of Beri, an Eid Hameid, the Shita of the Rashbam, an Eid Haroeh. Re'iyah with Kavana La'oid is considered to be sufficient. And Tosas said two nafkaminas, Daf Tef Siman Aleph. One nafkamina was Arishu, of Nimsechar Krova Posle Dusan Betela. The second nafkamina is the principle of Ein Eid Nasadayan. When does the Chaloshem Eid begin? Mishas Re'iyah, Mishas Haggadah. This is true when it comes to Dinim Mamonos, when it comes to Dinim Nefashos. What about when it comes to Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar, of Gittin and Kedushin? So here the Ritva writes the following critical split, that when it comes to Dinim Mamonos, Dinim Nefashos, Eidos Lebir HaDavar, one could envision two possibilities. Either an Eid HaRoeh, an Eid HaMeid, and the Chiddush of the Riyas require Haggadah, an Eid HaMeid. But that certainly is not true when it comes to Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar. The job description of these Eidim is Lekayim HaDavar, to witness the Maisa Kedushin. There is no second stage of Haggadah. It may be that sometime later a Din Torah could possibly surface, and the fact that they were present at the Chuppah will be meaningful in terms of Bir HaDavar, but their role as being Eidei Kedushin is Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar. And there, certainly, there is no Shas Haggadah. Everything is dependent on the Shas Re'iyah. So that's the Chiddush that the Ritva writes, that even if generally one assumes that you're only an Eid Mishas Haggadah, that's not true when it comes to Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar. You become an Eid Mishas Re'iyah, and therefore Yichud HaEidim is necessary. The Lo Mitztarfei Eidei Psulim. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. Good? So therefore you'll have Yichud HaEidim, and the purpose of that is to exclude, right, psulim, and therefore we will not assume that nimsecha kol posul edusam b'teilim. There is a chiddush that the Rama writes. The Rama is found in Eben Ezer, in Simon Membeis, in Siv Dalet, that even if there is yichud ha'edim, the purpose of yichud ha'edim is to exclude the krovim and the psulim. But the Rama writes a chiddush, the name of the Rivash, this is the Tshuvas HaRivash in Simen Taf Ayin Tes, that even if there is Yichud HaEdim, Yecholim Acherim Sharo HaMaisa LaHoyim, other Edim Ksherim can in fact testify. The Yichud HaEdim will exclude the Krovim Upsulim, but the Tshuvas HaRivash writes that even La'achar Yichud HaEdim, nonetheless, Eidim Acherim Haksherim are still considered to be Ru'uyin Lahaid. This Chiddush of the Ritva, right, is against what Tosus writes in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf Yudalim. Because the Tosus in Baba Basra again discusses this issue, Divamaschal Aval, at what point do you become an Eid? Is Eidus determined Mishas Re'iyah, or is Eidus determined Mishas Haggadah? So Tosus writes, it must be Bishas Haggadah. The Shem Eid is Nikva, Bishas Haggadah. Because the Ilo Temahachi, if you deny this Chiddush, Tosus says, and you assume you become an Eid Mishas Re'iyah, so therefore, Ein Lecha Ger Kasha, Keshenos Mifnei Krovim, O Kedushim, in his Kavna Lahayim. Tosus says, how can you maintain you only become an Eid Mishas Haggadah? You become an Eid Mishas Re'iyah, it must be Mishas Haggadah. Because if you will disagree and you assume Mishas Re'iyah, like the Chiddush of Rabbi Yishmuel, in such a case, how do you ever have Gittin Kedushin? Now, after all, Gittin Kedushin is done in the presence of Krovim, Psulim, and if that is true, Lo Matzini Adena Fragleinu Bazeh. Elamai, that's Tosas Ezraya, that is a Shas Haggadah, the Shita of the Ri, and not Shas Re'iyah. What do you see from the Tosas of Baba Basra against Aritva? That is that there's no difference between Dinya Mamonos, Dinya Nefashos, as opposed to Gittin and Kedushin. Tosas assumes that if one will maintain Bishas Re'iyah, a person is considered to be an aid, that will be true categorically. And therefore Tosas writes, I will prove to you that B'chol HaTorah Kula, you become an aid Bishas Haggadah, because otherwise, how will you explain cases of Gittin and Kedushin? The Ritva writes that one can easily split. When it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula, one could envision Haggadah. When it comes to Gittin Kedushin, there it's solely dependent on Re'iyah, and Enochinami, in principle, there is a problem, and that problem is only solved through Yichud Eidim. Tosus assumes that no, you don't require Yichud Eidim, there is no problem Nintzach HaKarol Posanus of the Tela, because Eidus is only Nikva B'Shas Haggadah, and that is even true when it comes to Gittin Kedushin as well. It's interesting, if you look at the Ritva and the Sugyan Makos Navav and Aleph, the Ramaschil Lechzei, there the Ritva argues as the Sheet of Tosus against the Ritva in our Sugya, that there should be a clear difference between Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar, Eidus Lebir HaDavar. In principle, this is a problem when it comes to areas of Gittin and Kedushin, which is only solved through Yichud HaEidim. So one possibility is Yichud HaEidim is necessary. The Tosus assumes that no, Yichud Eidim is not necessary because Nimtzach HaKapos Adisav HaTeila is Nikva B'Shaz HaGadah. If you look in the Beis Shmuel in that Simen, in Simen Membeis, in Sifkat Neches, the Beis Shmuel quotes the Shita Sarash that distinguishes between Dini Mamanos, Dini Nefashos, as opposed to Gittin and Kedushin, but distinguishes in the opposite direction. According to the Ritva, when it comes to other Eidus, Bishas Agada. When it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, that is considered to be Bishas Re'iyah. The Beis Shmuel argues as follows. When it comes to Shar Eidus, that is dependent on Haggadah. That certainly is true. Dependent on Haggadah. When it comes to Kedushin, well, of course there is no Haggadah. Because the job description of these Eidim is not Haggadah Bebezdin. This is Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. And therefore what? Therefore what's the punchline? Clearly there is a difference between Gittin and Kedushin as opposed to Nemamot and Nefashos. When it comes to other cases, you'll become an Eid Mishas Haggadah. What about when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin? So here, the Beis Shmuel writes that we don't assume Nimtzach HaKarol Posel Eidusam B'Teila. We don't assume that that's true. And the Beis Shmuel goes a step further in the Das HaRosh. Even if these Eidim will come to Bezdin and they will testify regarding the Gittin and Kedushin, afilu hi'idu bebezdin ala Kedushin. And it turns out that among this group, Nimtzach HaKarol Posel Eidusam B'Teila. That is only a problem here and now. The Tziruf HaKat is only Bishas HaGadah, but there is no psul of Nimtzach HaKarol Posel Eidusam B'Teila l'mafreya. Bishas Re'iyah. And therefore, Bishas HaKedushin, we don't assume Nimtzach HaKarol Posel Eidusam B'Teila. The Shar HaEidim are considered to be Eidim Ksherim. And therefore, the Kedushin certainly is considered to be a legitimate Kedushin. The Beis Shmuel describes, according to the Sheet of the Rosh, the following, that in order to assume Nimtze Echad Karo Posle Dusan B'Teila, you require a kat, a tziruf hakat, that this is a single unit of Eidus. When are we koveya, that kat, that unit of Eidus? That is only Nikva, right? Bishas Haggadah. Therefore, when it comes to Shar Eidus, Haggadah, when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, we don't assume Nimtzach HaKarol Posel Eidusam B'Teila at all based on Shas Re'iyah, precisely because the difference between Gittin and Kedushin as opposed to Shar Eiduyos. And even in a case where these very same Eidim, these five people that witnessed the Kedushin, will come forward and testify in Bezdin that there was a marriage, and now we look and we see, but one of you is a Gazlan, and therefore Nimtzach HaKarol Posel Eidusam B'Teila, that will not affect the Chalos Kedushin, because this principle of Nimtzach HaKarol Posel does not apply at all to Re'iyah. It is limited to Haggadah. So again, the Rosh, according to the Beis Shmuel, maintains that there certainly is a difference in terms of the types of Eidus, but the conclusions are radically different. The Ritva, who writes that therefore the Tziruf HaKat is dependent on Re'iyah, the Rosh maintains that no, there is no Tziruf HaKat Mishas Re'iyah at all. And even in a case where Bishas HaGadah, Nimtzach HaKarol Posel Eidusam B'Teila, right? Lo nifsalu hashar lamafreya, and therefore the kedushin is considered to be intact. So again, the Gemara is trying to understand the shita of Rav Sheva that tells us ein shliach nasa ein. It cannot be because of yichud edim. Yichud edim is not necessary. How then is it that we assume ein shliach nasa ein? So here again, the sugya we discussed earlier, the Gemara says it's based on the principle of shlichus. Since shlucho shel adam kamosa, therefore havilei kegufei, and therefore obviously the shliach himself cannot serve as an aid. So that's the chiddush, that according to the view of Rabbi Shiva, shlucho shel adam kamosa means that it's considered to be kabal davar. Obviously, just as the Baal himself cannot serve as an aid kedushin, the shliach cannot serve as an aid as well. Here we pointed out the Gemara is critical because the Gemara is willing to assume this concept of shlucho shel adam kamosa when it comes to areas of gittin and kedushin. We argued when you're first introduced to the sugya of shlichus, one could have distinguished and maintained as follows, that when it comes to shlichus generally, perhaps that is considered to be a simple mesiras koach. Lav davka shlucho shel adam kamosa, but midin bailin, I have a right to authorize you to be mafresh chumas and maestros, but not necessarily that the yad hashliach is kiyad hamishaleach dami. And maybe one could have argued that chiddush nechuvas arivash. We pointed out that if that is true, the diuk in the Gemara of shlichus minolan as opposed to shluchu shalom kamoso. Here we pointed out, nonetheless, the Gemara is willing to assume the concept of shluchu shalom kamoso, at least aliba the Rav Shila, right, to argue that kegufei dami to the point of ein shliach nasa eid. The further chiddush was the following, that perhaps one could have argued that when it comes to issues of shlichus, one has to ask yourself the following. Sometimes, right, a shliach will have a limited job description. And maybe in that regard, we can assume shlichus shalom kamoso. What about when it comes to inyanim hanisafim? What about when it comes to side concerns, ancillary considerations? It's not part of the mini shlichus. Do you still assume shlucho shel adam kamoso? That's the great chiddush Rabbi Shila. See, one could argue Shila's absolutely right. The shlucho shel adam kamoso means kegufei dami, but with one caveat. Bameh dvar mamurim, to that which is included in the minu shlichus. So if the minu shlichus was, right, to do a maisa kedushin, you're right. As far as the maisa kedushin is concerned, you are considered to be kegufei d'mishaleach dami. However, when it comes to something other than the job description of the shliach, how do you know that that is true? For example, here, shlichus in terms of maisa kedushin. But in terms of a second issue, whether you can or cannot be an aid, as far as this kedushin is concerned, maybe then we don't assume that havilei kegufei. The chiddush Rabbi Shila dami is shlichus shel adam kamoso, even as far as Dvarim Hanosafim is concerned, that you are considered to be Dino Kimeshaleach, even as far as Dvarim Hachitzonim. Mashlema Dabar Dome, we discussed that Sugi and Bava Metzia and Dab Tzarivav, when it comes to the concept of Ba'alav Imo, Ba'alav Imo. The Torah creates the Ptur of Ba'alav Imo. If the owner, the lender, works for the borrower, in such a case, if something will happen to that Chepetz, the borrower is butter. Normally, a shul is chayiv. A shul is chayiv even bonesin. But a clear exception, if im ba'alav imo, im ba'alav imo does not necessarily mean literally that the ba'al ha'chefetz is standing there, that he is present. It means that there is a relationship that the owner, the lender, works for the borrower. In such a case, then in fact there is considered to be a p'tur. So the Gemara raises the following. What happens if mashil fara? I go ahead and I lend my animal to you, and umashil shliach imo. And I also go ahead and have one of my workers also, mashil shliach imo, work on my behalf. Do we assume that shlucho shel adam kamoso is sufficient in order to create the tour of ba'alav imo? That's similar to this case of Rabbi Shila in the following. That mashal shliach imo, the job description of that shlichus, was not a ptura of balav imo. The job description is that he will be working on my behalf, providing a certain service to you. If I were doing so, that would generate the tour of Balavimo. Can that be transferred al yedei shlichut? That is similar to this issue in the following, that is not considered to be part of the minui shlichus, that is considered to be al pidin, which is called the dvarim hanusafim, and nonetheless the possibility that shlichus would work in that particular case. So you see, according to Rabbi Shlima, that shlichus is considered to be kegufei dami, right? Not only as far as the minui shlichus, but even as far as dvarim hanusafim. That's a twofold chiddush. Number one, shlichus itself, kegufei dami. Number two, it is kegufei dami even above and beyond the technical description of that which the shliach is empowered to do. The Avnei Miluim raises, however, the following difficulty. Avnei Miluim is found in Siman Lamed Hei, in Sif Katan Aleph. Even if you assume it is kegufei dami, Shluchu Shalom Kamalso, in the very literal sense, kegufei dami, and it's mamish considered to me as though it is, right, Yad HaMishaleach. But is it so obvious as a result that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? I'll grant your position, kegufei dami. So kegufei dami means that the Shliach is considered to be Kimishaleach, and just as the Mishaleach is considered to be a Baldava, Hu hadinami, the shliach is dinal kabaldava, and obviously then he cannot serve as an aid. Is that so simple? A baldava, of course, cannot serve as an aid. But what happens if the situation is as such that the baldava is misalik esatzma? Somehow he is able to remove himself from any vested interest, from any negias mamon. Is it so obvious that a baldavar can no longer serve as an aid? Of course the baldavar can't be an aid. We have a din Torah whether I lent you $100, so I'm going to be the aid that I lent you $100? Of course not. But let's assume you have a case where somehow that baldavar no longer has a vested interest. It's so obvious that he cannot serve as an aid. The Gemara has the Bava Basra and Daf Mem Beis and Beis and Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara says on Mem Beis and Beis, Hatshutfim Mi'idim Zelazen. You and I have a partnership. One Shutif can testify on behalf of another. Now, how can that be? I can testify. Don't I have a clear vested interest? The Gemara writes, "Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph." We're talking about a case of misalik nafshi minei. Yeah, once the partnership is broken, the fact that at one point in time we had that relationship does not necessarily carry through to the future. Tosfos points out an important chiddush that will be relevant for a sugya and daf mem gimel and beis. Take a look in the Tosfos there. Daf mem gimel and aleph in Bava Basra Dramasko Blislaku. Tosfos says that isn't there normally a requirement of tchilaso v'sofo v'kashrus? In order to serve as an aid, it's not sufficient that right here and now you are an aid kasher. It must be that you were an aid kasher even b'shas riyas ha'maisa, not really b'shas ha'gad. Tchilaso v'sofo v'kashrus. Tosfos is trouble. We'll have to discuss this. In a case of shutfim me'idin zel zeh, if I was the nogea be'idus at that moment, so the fact that I divested myself, so how does that help in terms of allowing me to be an A? Take a look at the Tosfos, the Shitugobetus, the Sigma Vasraf Mem Gimel. Apparently you don't always assume that you need tchilas of a sofa b'kashrus. Apparently when it comes to a case of a baldava, that's not true. Or the Gemara has later in Kedushin and Daf Ayin Gimel days the following. Ne'eman bal ha-mekach lomar lo ze macharti uveze lo macharti. We're fighting over who is it that purchased this chayfetz. Was it you or was it me? So the Gemara writes in Kedushin Daf Ayin Gimel Beis that the bal ha-mekach, the mocher is neman to say, I sold it to him. And that's a filu ein mischu biyado. Not only when he is holding on to the chayfetz, therefore he has nemanus. Even ein mischu biyado, he can say, I sold it this person. This is one of the opening sugyas in Bava Metzia, that beis and beis. You know the first Mishnah? No? Zemar kulishli. Zemar kulishli. No? Two people are fighting over a chayfetz. The Gemara explains Mishnah's two cases. Zemar ni mitzisiyah, v'zemar ni mitzisiyah is a case of mitzisiyah. And what about the next in the Mishnah? Zemar kulishli, v'zemar kulishli. What case is that? The Gemara says that's a case of mekach u'memkar. Where one person says, I purchased it, the other person says, I purchased it. So the Gemara says, v'lechzei zuzi manokat. You're fighting over who purchased it. When it comes to a mitzisiyah, how do we tell? How do we tell? You're fighting over mechira. So v'lechzei zuzi manokat. Well, let's see who the mocher accepted the funds from. Is that an obvious way of determining? Rashi writes, nishal mocher. You're fighting over a mechira. Ask the mocher. Ask the mocher. Tosa says, what does that mean? That if the mocher will say that I sold it to you, the mocher has nemanus. What nemanus? What nemanus does the mocher have right now? Tosa says you should be neman v'toras eid echad. He is an aid. And he is testifying to the fact that he received those funds from you. He should be neman as an eid echad. And therefore what? What does the Mishnah say? In the case of Zemel Kushli, what happens? Yachloku b'shvur? Each one has to make a shvur? Why do you assume both people have to make a shvur? Tosfos is a big chiddush. That now, the one who the mocher supports should be potter min hashvur, because he has an aid hamisayeya. He has an aid supporting his case. And the idah, the other person, should make a shvur. What type of shvur? That should be a shvur darais lahachis hashayid. No? The Mishnah says they both have to make shvuos d'rabbanan. What do they have to make shvuos d'rabbanan? If the mocher will say, I sold it to him, so therefore, the one who the mocher supports shouldn't have to make a shvua at all, a chiddush, because an aid hamisayeh can exempt you from a shvua. Well, if an aid can be mechayev a shvua, shvua seirechad, maybe one could argue kavachomer, an aid could exempt you from a shvua. Interesting possibility. That's what Tosfos assumes. And furthermore, that second person who is b'machish, they should have to make a shvua seirechad daraisa, not a shvua d'rabbanan. No? What do you see from these cases? Maybe one should argue that, what do you mean, the mocher? The mocher is one of the players, no? We're arguing about who purchased. Well, isn't the mocher one of the Bali Torim? He sold the chayfes. And therefore one should argue the Baldavar cannot serve as an aid. So what's the answer? Apparently you see from the case of Abash and Afnan Beis, Shutzmeidin, the Kei Kedushin and Dafayin Gimel, Neman Balamekach, the case of Bav Messiah, Daf Beis, Nishol Lamocher, that calls man that one is a Nogea Be'edus. Well, of course he can't serve as an aid. But if that will no longer be the case, so then one can be an aid kasher. So therefore, Avnium writes the following Kiddush. That even if one should assume, as Rav Shila says, Kagufei Dami, but there's no longer any Nigias Mama. So therefore, why is it that this person cannot testify? Is that a categorical psul that a Baal Dovar can never be made? So if you look in the Avne Miluim, Avne quotes the Tshuvas Arivash, Simon Pei Gimel, that raises this issue. Is it possible for a Baal Dovar to testify when there is no Nigias Mama? Well, don't you see that the Baal HaNekach is Nema Noma Lezem Acharti. The Tshuva Zvi Vash writes a very great Kiddush that this is Lamai Dekaimalon Shliach Nase Eid. Well, that's what Rav Nun quotes in Tshuva Zvi Vash. This is Gufa, the Machlokes between Rav and Rav Shimon, our Gemara. That's the Kiddush in Tshuva Zvi Vash. According to Rav Shila, we assume kegufei dami, and a baldava cannot serve as an aid independent of the question of whether there is or is no vested interest in the testimony itself. And Rav assumes that's not true. I admit to you, Shluchu Shalom Kamosa. And I admit to you, it's kegufei dami. But it's not a categorical psul. And that gufa is what the Rav Ashi writes, it's the machlokes, not Gemara. This possibility in the Rav Ashi is difficult for her because of the following. that which we mentioned at the sugi later in Kedushin of Ayin Gimel Beis, Neman Baal HaMakach, Lomar Lezem Acharti Lezem Acharti, is a braisa. Its source is a Tosefta, the first parak above Metzian. And according to the Tshuva Zvi Vash, this is Gufa the Machlokas between Rav and Rav Shila, very great Kiddush. But Rav Shila is being cholek on the Stam Braisa. Rav Shila maintains Kagufi Dami would maintain that Ein Balamakach Nemalam is a Macharti, because he's a Baldover. And even though he has no vested interest, nonetheless he is still considered Tifasim. If you look in the Shar Yosher, from Shimon, it's in Shar Zayin, Perek Dalet, and Rabbi Chanan has this in the Kolbet Shiurim, in Balavasran Oz Kuv Zayin. They explain as follows. The case of Neman Baal HaMekach. The Shar Samachira, of course, the Mochir is a Baal Dover. And a baldavra cannot serve as an aid. However, the achakach nistalka, that is no longer the case. At some point later, no longer baldavra. It should be meidim zelze, a singer of Basra da Pumbeis, as long as the sonak nafshimine. How does that help? The Salik Nafshemine. If you are no longer the Baldover, now you are a Kasher. Why exactly is that true? Because it's Ki'ilu Nasa Achshav Eid. Because the Chaloshim Eid only begins here and now. We raised before, Tosos is Kasha. How is that possible? Don't you require Tchilaso V'Sofro B'Kashos? One could argue as follows. A baldavar is an aid puzzle, is that true? Where one should assume that, how can you suggest, listahu nafshe minei, don't require tilasa vasofa bakashrus? One could argue, as the Shittuk Betzes writes in that sugya, babasra naf mem gimel, it's not that a baldavar is an aid puzzle, a baldavar lacks the shame aid entirely. We discussed this in the very first year, the Chiddush of the Nesivos, at Siman Lamed Vav, Sifkat Beis, that there's certain individuals that lack a shame aid entirely. They are not an aid posel. L'may nafkamina, nim tzechar kral posel into some table. That's Sugin Markos and Davav, that we just discussed. An aid posel, we assume that that's true. If someone lacks a chalal shame aid entirely, you don't assume that that's true. And there were several examples, a cheresh, a shotev, a katan, an Eved, an Ish, an Akum, Bal Davar. Those individuals are not Edim Sulim, they lack a Shem Eid entirely. Kol Zman that they are Dino Kabal Davar, they are excluded. If Achar Kach Nistal Kaminei, so therefore Ki Ilu Nasa Akshavei. And of course now they can testify that. What are you saying that you were an eight pasul who now becomes an eight kasher? Chilasa b'sofa b'kasher. The answer is it's not true. From the moment that you were established as an eight, in such a case, you're an eight kasher. What about when it comes to gittin kedushin? Can one argue that that's true? Can one argue that that's the case? How can that be? Rabbi Chanan emphasizes the following. Here you're dealing with Eidus Lekima Dava. Eidus Lekima Dava. So what exactly would that mean? At the time of the Maisa Kedushin, of course the Shliach is considered to be Dino Kabal Dava. At that point, everyone agrees. There's no shame aid. Well, that's it, no? If b'shas ma'aseh kedushin there is no shame aid, no, that's a mekadesh b'li eidim. And any of you'll tell me that what? Subsequently, that changed. Subsequently, now, the shliach already fulfilled the shlichos. No longer is Dino Kabal Dava. And now what? And now he should serve as an aid at what? But the aidus is necessary, Vishas Kedushin. Vishas Kedushin, of course he was considered to be a Baldavar, who cannot be an aid. See, in the case of Shutum Eidim Zezeh, you could argue right, that yesterday I was not, but today I am, and my testimony today is very relevant. How can you argue that's true when it comes to Eidus Lekima Dava? Their Eidus is necessary b'shas Kedushin. B'shas Kedushin less man depolik than a Baldavar is possible Eidus. Even if the status of Baldavar is pakar lachar zman, once the shlichus has been performed, that's not true. When you're dealing with these other cases, shutfim eidim, nemen balamekach, lo ivr sadeel v'shakrei, so good. So right here now there is no concern of Sheker, just the Biradava. In such a case I can serve, isn't it? So therefore Rav Shila maintains that that certainly is not true. Rav apparently would argue as follows. Rav apparently would argue that even Bishas Kedushin, a Shliach is considered to be an Eid Kasher. Of course, Shluchos Shalom Kamoso Kegufei Dami. That's in terms of the Maisa Kedushin. The Yad HaShliach is considered to be Yad HaMishaleach Damya. But he's not the one who becomes married. In terms of the Chalos Kedushin, the Balei Dvarim are the Baal and the Isha. So in terms of Maisa Kedushin, of course that is true. Dino Kimishaleach, Shluch Shalom Kamoso. But in terms of the Eidus, that these individuals are married, Rav says we don't assume for those Dvarim Hanosaf in the Shluch Shalom Kamoso. And therefore, Shliach Nasa Eid. The Rosh Sameach we discussed earlier relates the broader issue of the Shlichus to our Gemara, to this Machlokas, the Rav and Rav Shiva. The Rosh Sameach, as you know, in Gerushin, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, that Machlokas, the Rambam, the Tur. What happens if there was a Minyan Shlichus? And subsequently, the Achar Kach, Nishtat HaMishaleach. So the Mishaleach is no longer capable of being Megarish as Ishtar. So the Rambam writes, "V'im kisvu v'nosnu kodim shi'avri." If the shliach will go ahead and carry out the shlichus while the mishaleach is still in that state, before he recuperates, the Rambam writes, "Hare is the apostle. It's a get apostle." He pointed out the great chiddush of that Rambam. That was the tzotz we discussed in Kufei Ches. Hare is the apostle. The Rambam says, "Apostle means apostle to Rabbanon." The Rambam began by telling us, when I use the term posla, I mean drabanan. If something is not a get at all, midaraisa, I will say eno get. It's a very great chiddush. The Rambam writes, in that case of kisvu v'nasnu kodem shi'avri, midaraisa, that's a good get. The Tur disagrees, in Avinezer and Kuf Chaf Aleph, and says, mamish, eno get. Eno get. So one of the possibilities we discussed was how that works. The possibility that shlichus is a form of mesiras koach, maybe one could envision shlichus with a life of its own. If it's considered to be kiyad hamishaleach damya, the shliach cannot be any better than yad hamishaleach, and therefore, ain't I'll get clowned. So the Rosh Sameach writes that to an extent that this is the machlok in the Rambam in the Tur. Rosh Sameach uses the following formulation. Achronim use different different expressions. Rosh Sameach writes the following. If you will say that Durak ha-pu'ula shel ha-shliach havi kilo pol ha-mishaleach, if you will argue that the act of the shliach is considered ki'ilu pa'al ha-mishaleach, as though the act was done al yidei the mishaleach remains the ba'al ha-maisa, in such a case, that cannot be a get. The mishaleach is labardas. In other words, shlichus allows that act that the Maisa Gerish is Misyacheses la Mishaleach, in such a case, the Mishaleach is not a Bardas. If, however, the Rosh Sameach writes, you will say that the Shleach is considered to be Kigufo, to the extent that the Shleach is considered to be the Baal HaMaisa, then one can envision the Rambam Shita. If the Mishaleach is the Baal HaMaisa, in such a case, as long as the mishaleach is a bar, as long as the shliach is considered to be the Baal HaMaisa, as long as the shliach is a bardas, then it's considered to be sufficient, even if the mishaleach is not. That's what the Rosh Sameach turns. If the pool is misyacheses the mishaleach is the Baal HaMaisa, then no good. If, however, one argues now that the shliach is nasik a Baal HaMaisa, in such a case, then one can envision the possibility that it's good to midaraisa, like the Rambam Shita. The first was more nisyaksus. The act relates to the mishaleach, he is the Baal HaMaisa. The second was the mesiras koach, that the shliach is considered to be the Baal HaMaisa. Okay, the Rambam Mentor. And then the Rosh Sameach adds the very great chiddush that this should be dependent on Rav and Rav Shiva. According to the view of Rav, that shliach nasa'e, you see that the mishaleach is the Baal HaMaisa, not the shliach. The shliach is not the Baal Davar. He performed the Maisa Kedushin. Yeah, that's true. He was the tool. But that Maisa HaKedushin is misyacheses the mishaleach. The Mishaleach is the Baal HaMaisa. If the Mishaleach is the Baal HaMaisa, in such a case, Shliach Nasei. The Shliach is not the Baal Dover. Rav Shila's argument that Ein Shliach Nasei means that the Shliach is considered to be the Baal HaMaisa. What we term the form of Mesiras Koach. The Shliach is the Baal HaMaisa. If the Shliach is the Baal HaMaisa, as a possibility in the Rambam, that the Shliach is the Baal HaMaisa independent of the Das HaMishaleach, then if you are the Balamaisa, then Shliach Naseid. So the Sameach relates these possibilities of Shlichus, right, into this machlokus between Rab and Rabbi Shimon. Very interesting. The Gemara tells us, right, that this issue of Shliach Naseid, the Gemara continues and quotes Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, V'chein B'dinim Amanos. Our Psak Halach of Shliach Naseid doesn't only apply in these areas, but even in Dinim Amanos as well, Shliach Naseid. So the Gemara is bothered by the following. What exactly does that mean? That even in areas of Dinim Amanos, we'll still listen as what we have as Rav Shita, the Shliach Naseid. The Gemara says, wait, what exactly is the case? If the case is one of Hava, and if you assume the Gemara says that Hamalvis Chavero Be'edim, Tzarech L'Faro Be'edim, if a Hava took place in the presence of Edim, and that means that the way that the Hava was created, that is the standard of the Priyasachov as well. So Hamalvis Chavero Be'edim, Tzarech L'Faro Be'edim. So the Gemara says, wait, that's difficult. So how then can you say that Shliach Naseid here, no can be this ninu? Here there is clearly a vested interest that the Shliach has. After all, Eidus is necessary that the Priya Sachov took place. So in such a case, no can be this ninu. So how can that be? The Gemara answers, you're right, that really we will assume that Hamalvis Chavero Be'edim ain't Tzarech L'Faro Be'edim. So if there is no need then for the Eidos itself, so now we can understand the Shliach Naseid. So the Girs of the Bach and our Sugya is, the Gemara continues and says the following difficulty. Right, this is a problem, no? When do we assume that's true? That Hamalvis Chavero Be'edim ain't on Tzarech L'Faro Be'edim? That's when you're talking about Priya Sachov Al Yedei Halovin. When the Lovin himself does so, in other words, the Lovin pays back himself, the Lovin is fully aware that the Chov is Parua, the Malvin turns and says, prove it. I, the Lovin, can respond to the Malvin and say, Eino Tzarech L'Faro Be'edim. That wasn't one of the conditions. But what's the problem here? That's not our case. Here the Priya Sachov is not Al Yedei HaLovin, the Priya Sachov is Al Yedei Shliach. No? Does the Lovin know that the Chov is Parua? He doesn't know for sure. He didn't pay back the loan. This was all supposed to be done Ayyidei Acherim. Well, if that's true, so therefore the Shliach must be made Shepara. So if that's the case, then if the Shliach himself will attest to the fact that the Chov is Parua, isn't that again considered to be a case of Nogea Be'edus? When do we assume Eino Tzarech L'Faro Be'edim? If the Priya Sachov is Al Yedei HaLovin, if the Priya Sachov is Al Yedei Acherim, and the Lovin cannot be sure that the Chov is Parua, it can only be done through some representation. Well, to allow the Shliach to make that representation is not considered to be a case of Nogea Be'edus. If the Shliach carried out a Shlichus, is fine. If not, then the money is owed. So how can that be? No? So the Gemara answers as follows, a very great Kiddush. Here we have to invoke Imigo. No, there are two possible tainas that the Shliach could have. Taina A is the following, that the Shliach could say, Ahadrina Lalove. That you know what? That he gave the money back to the Lalove. And there, Hamalva is Karabenim, in Otsarach the Farabenim, no? They could say the Shliach, Farani Lamalva. We paid the Malva back. The Shliach can offer two different arguments in order to say that, look, we have no responsibility at all. One argument is we return the money to the Lalove. The other argument is that we paid back the Malva. If we would put forth argument A, that we return the money to the Lalove, would you insist that I have to be made? Of course not. Hamavischer be'edim, ino tzarech l'farah be'edim. That's the view that the Gemara now is assuming. So therefore, there's no nogei be'edus. You're telling me I'm nogei be'edus in taina B? Yeah, but I could have put forth taina A. There would be no psul. And therefore, the shluchim now are covered. Migo diachal amar la'advina la'love b'chol ha'meim ha'parani la'malve. Good? The Gemara writes, yeah, that was true then. That was true then. But now we have a complicating factor. Subsequently, the chachamim were mistaken as Shvuot essays. And what does that mean? Wait a second. Taina A is not so simple any longer. If the Shliach will go ahead and say, Ahadrina Lalove, that's mamash a case of kofar b'kol. The Lalove says, you owe me the thousands of dollars. And the Shliach responds and says, I already gave it to you. I don't owe you anything. That's not a case of kofar b'kol. In that instance, the Shliach is the Baldin. This is a Din Torah between the Lov and the Shliach. The Shliach is the Nitva. The Nitva is Kofar HaKol. He's chayiv to make a Shvuas Essence. In Taina B, that would not be the case. If the Shliach would say Prani Lamalve, there wouldn't be any Shvuas Essence. No? Because in that instance, who's the Tove and who's the Nitva? The Dintar is between the Malve and the Love. And there is no comparable Shvur that we would impose on the Shaliach. So therefore, there's no longer a Migo. If I were to put forth Taina A, I would have to make a Shvur's essays. If I were to put forth Taina B, in such a case, that would not be the case. So how could you say, believe me, in Taina B, I could afford Taina A, Taina Yoli Nemon, Ayyidei Shua? So the Gemara writes, that's true. That Migo is lost. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, now that we have a Shua's essays, when it comes to cases of Dinim Amanos, you're right. We do not assume Hein Hein Shluchav, Hein Hein Edav. Even though there was a time that was true, that the chayin, the dina mamados, that we would assume shliach is nasa aid, the Gemara says that's not going to be true once you have the institution of a shua's essence. Good? That's a simple shakavatari of the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, if that's true, what do you do now? So when the shliach goes ahead and says, we pay back the malva, but the malva says, I never received the funds. So what do you do in that case? So the Gemara says the following, that mishtava hani edim, that the shliach should make a shvur that they gave the money to the malva. The malva should make a shvur that he did not receive. The shlichim are covered. The lov is obligated to pay the malva. That's what our Gemara says. What is the model of this case? Where do you get that possibility from? That each one can make a shvur. In our instance, the lov is obligated to pay. So Rashi writes the following. kedin hakotzav b'shuas daf mdalam abeis chen v'ni al pinkasa. Rashi writes the model of the sugya is a Mishnah. Shuas and daf mdalam abeis, the Mishnah continues in daf mem and aleph, a case of chen v'ni al pinkasa. So this is what we have to talk about tomorrow. This case of chen v'ni al pinkasa and its relationship to our case. Take a look again. The Mishnah, as I mentioned, Shuas mdalam abeis. Daf Mem Hei Mer Aleph. If you look in the Masoras HaShas and Daf Mem Hei Mer Aleph, just in the side margin, it quotes the Girsa Saran, that the Ran had a different Girsa in the Mishnah entirely. And then take a look at the Balamor and the Ramban. Balamor Ramban is found in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Gimel Mer Aleph in the Daf Beharif, the Chiddush of the Balamor, right, and then the Mulchamos. A fascinating issue, different types of shvuos to Rabbana. And in this particular case, a chen v'al pinkasa, the chen v'ni makes a shvua, the pole makes a shvua, are these two shvuos the same or are they different? What types of shvuos exactly are they? As Rashi points out, the model of our sugya, right, is that of chen v'al pinkasa. So we'll have to discuss different cases of shvuos to Rabbana. Right, the machlokas are shown in terms of the girsa of chen v'al pinkasa, and then we'll see many different nafkaminas in terms of these two forms of shvuos. Okay, so this will be tomorrow.